How did it start for her, Peter? How did they begin to come to her?
Well, actually, she'd been experiencing something like this since childhood. She had a very harrowing upbringing, really, during the Japanese occupation of Hong Kong. That itself would make a book, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some intimations of all of this then. And then as she grew up and got married and blah, 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 there were tiny little signs and indications, but nothing very concrete. Then in 1974, she was kneeling in prayer. She's a very spiritual person, and I say spiritual as opposed to religious. She is religious, but she's very spiritual in a very subtle and wonderful way, and this is something I had come to recognize from my past experience with spiritual people. And I think that plays a role in why they contacted her. But there she was, and she was simply praying and asking for blessings for her family. And suddenly, she was overwhelmed by a magnificent feeling of joy and happiness. And she looked up, stood up, dealt with the feeling for a little bit, looked out the window, and there was this beautiful diamond-like object hovering in the sky right behind her house. And that's when it all began. They started showing up then, actually nightly. And she one evening she said, "Listen, I have to have some proof of this. Nobody's going to believe me."
Mm-hmm. And she was right about that. Even with proof, nobody sometimes believes her, right?
That's right. And I would love somebody to go after this. I challenge anybody. I would defy anyone to come after this because I am so confident in the validity of this case. I would welcome anybody to go after them.
Were you a believer before you met her? In the arena?
Oh, you mean...
In the entire field?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
But then again, you know, I mean, I was an investigator, and I had experiences as a kid, so I knew UFOs were real. UFOs are very real. This whole debate about whether they're real or not is just abject nonsense. The fact is they're very real.
Percent of the cases that you investigated, Peter, would you just simply say were explainable?
Oh, I would probably say easily 8 to 10% of the cases.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe even, yeah.
Easily that. Sometimes it depends on, you know, it depends on the year.
99.8%.
Yeah. I mean, there were some years that I just kept running into a lot of hocus pocus, and it was just nonsense. And then other times that, you know, there was just no way to find any other alternative explanation for these things. And people who know me, and I worked with the likes of Stan Friedman and others, they know me, and they know that I'm a rational person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not given to exaggeration. I'm, you know, I was so excited about Dorothy because I could see that there were absolutely no flaws in the scenario anywhere. Here was a situation that would prove itself. But more important, a researcher must be someone who is a searcher after truth, a seeker after truth. This has nothing to do with name, credit, glory. It has nothing to do with a preconceived idea or somebody's pet prejudices or theories, whatever. You have to seek the truth. Now, here's an opportunity for any researcher who wants insight into these things to gain it. I did. I can't tell you what an absolute, you know, comeuppance it was for me when UFOs began showing up at my house. I've had to travel everywhere. I've had to go to sighting locations. I've had to dig witnesses out of the woodwork, sometimes almost literally, and to get the information for my work and,
right,
you know, to build my case. Here they were coming literally to me. Now, this tells me a lot, and I should point out here, too, that it's not just UFOs with Dorothy. Throughout all this is a parallel phenomenon. It involves a high order of beings that Dorothy calls the light beings. Now this, George, is fascinating because I've experienced these for myself, and again, in the presence of other witnesses.
And now these are different than the visitations of extraterrestrials.
Right.
Okay.
The light beings are wonderful to see. I've seen them myself. I've had several encounters with these. The light from them is intense and magnificent and beautiful to see, but most important is the feeling you get from them. It's a feeling of joy. You know, I've heard this before. We all have. It's sort of corny, actually. You know, in near-death experiences and things of this sort, and after a while, it's almost a cliche. But it's true. The feeling that I got from these things, these beings, and you could tell there was a being there. It was formless. It was of light. But you could feel the heart. You could feel the essence of it. And it was a magnificent thing to experience. And the only conclusion I can draw from this, I think these are angels. I have no other definition that fits. And it's consistent with tradition, with lore, with religious lore and metaphysical lore and spiritual lore throughout the world for all the centuries, that angels were beings of light created separate and distinct from all other life forms. And that's exactly what I think these beings of light are. And Dorothy has these, has film footage of these now, mind you. And when I saw them, I was so taken aback by this that it defied words. I couldn't, for the first time in my life, I was at a loss for words. As a writer, you'd think I'd be able to handle it.
Is that what image number three is on my website?
Yes, I think it might be. You're talking about the lady?
Yes, it looks like a ghostly figure of a lady kind of like sweeping by.
Right, right. Now, you should see this in motion. Keep in mind, these are stills. But when you see these in motion, it's absolutely mind-blowing.
Actually, it's kind of scary, I tell you.
Well, it's actually beautiful, and that's not, I don't know that that's a light being. We do know that in Dorothy's footage, and she's got so much of it, George, and it still remains to be archived, you're getting constant images. Now, keep in mind, even the light phenomena, the ordinary light phenomena, is interesting, because a single object of light can make hundreds of movements in a single frame of Super 8 film. Now, if you think about this, and this is actually part of my presentation to one of these very wealthy men, and I said, now you explain this to me, because what happens is when Super 8 movie film passes in front of the shutter, it passes at 18 frames per second. Here was an object that made hundreds of movements in a single frame of Super 8 film with no bleed over into adjoining frames.
Mm-hmm.
So this object made hundreds of maneuvers in the sky in 1/18th of a second.
Incredible.
It is. And these are the kinds of proofs that go along with Dorothy's films. But this lady in white that you have...
And there are little beings behind her.
Yes. This, when you see this moving, it is absolutely phenomenal, because it's a tunnel of light and you have this being... it's a guardian of the children. Now, this is the one theme that Mrs. Izett said seemed to be in all of her experiences, was this love for children. They love the children of the earth, and they love the children generally, and there seems to be a great concern for the children in this world. And so here comes this theme eventually in motion in her films of this angel, apparently, or whatever, guiding these children into a tunnel of light. It's magnificent.
Now, where was the picture taken, or the video, the film taken? Was it she pointing in the sky? Whereabouts was she?
Well, that particular piece of footage, I believe, was taken inside, if I remember right. And what happens is everything occurs in a medium of light. Sometimes there will be just a great bolt of light, and that'll be the end of it. When she gets her film developed, you will see an array of images produced by that bolt of light.
She might not see it with her eye.
Mm, right, not always. Now, so most of the time she does. When she's had her onboard experiences, she's conscious. This is not by astral projection or any of this. And she remembers every instance.
So we're dealing, Peter, with two different things here then. We're dealing with her incredible film of extraterrestrials, and we've got to get inside some of these crafts with you mentally here, and you can paint some pictures for us. But we're also dealing then with some entities who may be from the spirit world or another dimension.
Right, right. Well, this is significant to everything that Dorothy does, that we have visitors coming here from many different places. Excuse me.
Sure.
You know, it's not just other planets, it's from other dimensions, other universes, other realities, and so forth. And all of these things play together to make the unified whole of what she has in her material.